Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go, girls. Well, I am officially the world's worst mom.
Whatever.
I accidentally being the key word, terrified my son. Trying to be a fun mom, it's spring break, went to Disneyland last Friday. We went to the Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, that looked fantastic.
Amazing. I highly suggest if you've never done the Food and Wine Festival, do it. It had nothing to do with the food or the wine, but there was one ride that I had never been on at California Adventure, that being Goofy Sky School. Have you been on that ride before?
I haven't heard of it, no.
Okay, I've heard of it, and every time we go to California Adventure, it has this huge line. So we had the Genie Pass last Friday. Mm-hmm. So I did the Lightning Lane, got us all tickets to go on it, and Colt is finally tall enough, my four-year-old, that he can ride a lot of the rides. He's past that 42 inches mark.
Yep.
So I was super stoked. I'm like, okay, there's always a huge line. Let's go ride this ride, see what the hype is all about. Colt had asked me, Mommy, is this a scary ride? I've never been on it, but I didn't want to terrify him. So I said, no, baby, it's not scary. You'll be fine.
And this is a chance as a family to finally do this. He's tall enough. You got the Genie Pass.
Okay, so it's not a scary ride, but it does do a lot of, like, whip turns. And there is, like, a small drop. Terrified him. Was not a fan. I mean, when we pulled in back when the ride was done, in tears.
Oh, no.
I felt so bad. So I immediately like pick him up. I'm like, hey, it's okay. You know, you wrote it. You're a big boy. And he's like, Mommy, you said it wasn't scary. I was like, I didn't know. And Art's looking at me like, why did you do this? Why did you get us all on this?
Hey, so it wasn't his fault at all? Your husband's? It was all you?
No, it was my idea.
So what stage during the ride could you tell he was terrified?
Well, I was sitting behind him. He was sitting next to my husband. And Carter and I were sitting behind them, and I could tell my husband kept looking over, and he's like, it's okay, it's okay. And I was like, oh, man, this is going south quick. So as soon as we got off, I was like, baby, whatever ride you want. And he's like, I want to go on the jellyfish. I was like, we're all going on the jellyfish now.
How long was he traumatized after the ride had finished? Did he get on, move on pretty quickly?
As soon as we got on the jellyfish, he was fine. But I'm sure next time we go to California Adventure, he's going to be like, we're not riding that.
Yeah, you just felt really, really bad.
Yeah.
You tried to do the right thing. It was a family ride. You didn't know the significance of it. Don't need to feel that bad.
Might need some therapy after that one. So for Woman Wednesday, how about one of those we're all in this together moments?
Yeah.
Tell me about the time you accidentally terrified your kid.
888-431-3764. Send us a text or give us a call. Let us know the time you accidentally terrified your kid.
Come on, I don't want to think that I'm the only really bad mom out there.
Please. The day was always alone. Oh, that ride. We're rallying around Kelly as a family this morning because she feels really bad because she terrified her four-year-old at California Adventure Park.
Accidentally. I was trying to be the fun mom. Hey, let's go jump on this ride. You're going to love it. He did not love it.
Yes, and you feel bad. But the good news is this has actually happened to a lot of people. So
is
we
that
appreciate
good news?
You texting. Of course it is. It'd be really bad if it's you alone, right? Matt says, good morning, Kelly. Exact same experience. My wife convinced our seven-year-old to go on Space Mountain. Kid had legit tears, saying, Mom, you lied to me. We did whatever he wanted the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what you do. Okay, what do you want to ride next, and would you like a churro? That was my way to make things better. Joanne in Riverside, has this happened to you?
I basically did the same exact thing with my 27-year-old, but she was like 8, on Colossus at Magic Mountain.
The huge roller coaster?
It's not that bad.
I'm terrified of that ride.
The name is Colossus.
Okay, when you see Goliath next to it, it's really not that bad, right? But she was white-knuckled, mouth open, but no sounds coming out.
Has she been traumatized ever since? Has she ever rode a roller coaster again?
No. She's 27 years old and she's still scared of them.
Oh. Well, thank you for that call, Joanne. I feel better now.
You should feel better.
Here's one. Check out this text message from the 909. Doesn't even have to do with a ride story. It says, I ordered groceries and I was waiting them for it to be delivered. It just so happened that I was talking to my daughter about not eating too much candy because I didn't want her to get cavities. Well, the Instacart lady heard me telling her that story and says, yeah, if you eat a lot of candy, this will happen, and popped out her dentures. My daughter was terrified.
Thanks, Instacart lady.
Yeah. What? Didn't need the assist, okay? We were good with the talk.
I bet she's never ate candy again, ever. No. She lives on broccoli.
All right, let's hear about the time you accidentally terrified your child. You could call or text us, 888-431-3764. Mom of the year right here. Yep. But I'm glad to know I'm not alone when it comes to accidentally terrifying your kids. On a Woman Wednesday, I shared that we recently went to Disneyland. It's spring break, so I wanted to be that fun mom and take my kids out to go do some fun stuff. Well, there was a ride that I have never ridden, Goofy Sky School. And I've always seen it has a huge line in it. So I said, you know what, guys? Let's all go on this. Colt is finally tall enough he can ride these rides. Terrified him. Didn't realize that the ride was as jerky as it is. Like, it makes these big, quick turns and has a drop. He was not a fan. I immediately felt like the worst parent ever.
Accidentally terrified your kids. So Kelly needs some support, and there's plenty of it. 951, my 8-year-old and my husband love to scare each other. Well, one evening, my husband put on a mask and popped out and scared my daughter. She was so scared, she punched him. Needless to say, no more masks in our family.
Yeah, Dad learned his lesson that night. Sammy and Norco, what happened with you?
So my son was 4. He's almost 20 now. And they had just opened the ride Sidewinder in Knott's Berry Farm, which is right on the edge of Camp Snoopy. So I thought it was a Camp Snoopy ride.
Turned out
it was not a Camp Snoopy ride.
How far into the ride before he lost it?
Oh, it was pretty quickly, and I was, like, freaking out the whole time, like, oh, my God, what did I put my baby through?
It probably turned out to be the longest ride ever for you.
Oh, it was, definitely. Now he loves the ride, but back then, no. I thought he was going to throw up by the time we got off.
Gosh, could you imagine? Like, please, just keep it together. I didn't bring a change of clothes. 909 text in says, I took my nephew to California Adventure also. He went on Guardians of the Galaxy at age 5. He was terrified, cried the entire time. So as soon as we were done, I was apologizing to him. And then when we walked off the ride, I looked and there was a churro cart. He asked for one. I said, you could have whatever you want.
Oh, it's the key to every kid's heart. It's the savior, the good old churros. I think parents need to do their research next time a little bit more, even though their intentions are good.
No, I think the intentions are good because, I mean, you get wrapped up with it. Going to all these theme parks, even if you're a parent, you still want to ride the ride. So it's like, come on, this will be so much fun. Until it's not.
You do not want to go anywhere. Those Coastal Country Jam tickets, less than 5 minutes away. Kelly feels really bad because she accidentally scared her 4-year-old on a ride at California Adventure Park. So we need moral support, and so many people have done this. Check this out, Kelly. 951. I could not get my 5-year-old to go in the water to show him that his life jacket would make him float. So I tossed him off the back of the stairs off the boat. He hasn't forgiven me to this day, and he's 36 years old. And there's a kicker. He ended up working on race boats for a living.
Hey, so you were helping him out. You're welcome.
Whoa.
I jump-started your career. 951 here says, I did the same thing at Disneyland. Took all 3 of my kids on Guardians of the Galaxy. I knew what the ride was. I thought they would have a great time. They screamed the entire time. Told me it was the worst day ever, but... They tell that story all the time, so at least I made a core memory.
Ah, they've got some good stories to tell at events and parties and social outings.
Right? Mario in Upland, let's hear about the time you accidentally terrified your kid.
I'm an outdoorsman, and I took my daughter to the L.A. County Fair, and, you know, we hunt. And so there was a turkey in a cage, and I told her, go ahead and pet the turkey, because this is what Dad hunts every year. She sticks her finger in there, and this turkey bit her so hard.
Oh, no!
Yes, I didn't know it was going to bite her. It traumatized her to this day. So every turkey opener, Dad, go get revenge on them turkey.
Does she look forward to Thanksgiving now? She's all, put that turkey on the table.
She actually goes with me. She wants to take a little revenge on them too. Yeah.